Good morning. Today we have a fascinating and relevant question as it relates to Chag HaShavuot, which is approaching quickly. And the question goes as follows. On Shavuos, we lay in the Megillah of Rus. And the question is, because the minhag is to be up all night learning, and then comes davening, and we daven at Neitz. So we start our Shmona Esrei at Neitz, and then we come to Megillas Rus, and then we have Kriya Satorah, etc. Is it possible, is it allowable, if we want to take the Kriya, the laning of Rus, and put it earlier at the end of the night of learning before we start davening, instead of having it right before Kriya Satorah? Why would we do such a thing? So we would do it in order to be able to concentrate better. It would shorten the davening. It would be a boost to our kavana during davening by having taken care of Megillas Rus in advance. Various reasons for doing it. Get people to sleep earlier. Have Kiddush earlier. Get to the cheesecake earlier by ending davening earlier. Various reasons. So we're going to start with the tshuva today in the Tshuvas Vanhagos by Rav Moshe Sternbach. Chelek Beis, he was asked as follows. Not exactly that question, but a very related question. They had a situation that they were in shul. We'll call it shul number one. And shul number one did not have a Megillas Rus with a cloth. In order to lane from a cloth, as is preferable, they had to go to the second shul next door and say, can we borrow your Megillas Rus? The second shul said, you can borrow it, but we need it. So the only condition is you can lane before you daven, but we need it back by the time we start davening. So now we have the question, shul number one, if they want to lane from a cloth, they have to lane before davening, which is before Neitz, before sunrise, after Alos HaShachar, but we'll just approximate 72 minutes before Neitz. There are various opinions on that, but we'll go with the 72 minutes before. So they would start Rus then after Alos HaShachar, but it would not be after Neitz, which is really Sunday. That's when the ideal time to daven Shmoneh Esrei is, and it's not when is the minhag to do it, which is to lane it before the Kriya Satorah. And in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbach paskins, it is permissible to lane it then, even before davening, and with a bracha, because with a cloth, we say the Megillas Rus with a bracha. Now, based on that, accordingly, that psak, somebody asked Rav Sternbach as follows, but we know it's a Mishnah, and it's an explicit Mishnah in Megillah, Chafana Amar Aleph, in talking about the Megillas Esther, read on Purim, that lechatchila you should only lane the Megillah from Neitz, and maybe the same thing applies to Megillas Rus and all the other Megillas. Maybe they should only be laned starting from Neitz and not earlier. So Rav Moshe Sternbach responds, bringing three or four different rationales why it would be permissible indeed to lane the Megillas Rus before Neitz HaChama, before sunrise. We'll bring two of them today, and then we'll continue with the tshuva tomorrow. So the first rationale, Rav Moshe Sternbach explains, that when it comes to Megillas Esther, the reason why lechatchila you can only lane it after Neitz, that's the lechatchila, is because Megillas Esther is intrinsically, fundamentally different from Megillas Rus and other Megillas, because Megillas Esther is an obligation on each individual has an obligation, has a mitzvah to hear the Megillah, and it's different from Megillas Rus and the other Megillas because those are a chiyuv, an obligation on the tzibur, on each shul, on each community has an obligation, but not each individual. And accordingly, we have a difference as follows. When it comes to Megillas Esther, we are concerned that in the individual, if we permit them to lane before Neitz, they're going to start laning earlier. They start laning from Amud HaShachar, or also called Alos HaShachar. That's Meikar Din. You are permitted to do it from Alos HaShachar, but it's very easy to make a mistake and lane it earlier than that. Accordingly, when there's a Megillah, which is Megillas Esther, that is an obligation to each individual, we have to say individuals, we're concerned you're going to make mistakes. You may lane earlier than Alos HaShachar, which is too earlier, and you're not going to be Yotze. Accordingly, what we need to do is we need to be Machmir and say you can only lane starting from Neitz HaChama. On the other hand, when it comes to Megillas Rus, you can lane even from Alos HaShachar, because when it's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur, the individuals in the Tzibur will remind each other, they know the time, and even if one individual will make a mistake, the others will not make a mistake, and accordingly, because it's a Tzibur, a Chiyuv in the Tzibur, they're reminding each other, and therefore we're not concerned that they will start laning from Alos HaShachar. We're not concerned that they're going to lay in even earlier than Alos HaShachar. In addition, he brings a second reason why this would be acceptable, and he even goes a step further. And he says as follows, because when it comes to the laying of the Megillah of Rus and other Megillahs, not Megillahs Esther, because it's not an absolute obligation, it's not a Chiyuv Gimor, because Me'ikar Adin, really, it's just a Minhag. Accordingly, the Chiyuv is, apparently, you can lane it not even in the day, but you can apparently even lane it at the night before, all night long, meaning the because it's just a minag, it's lechatchila to do it during Shacharis, before Kriyas HaTorah, but Me'ikar HaDin, the time can be the entire Chag, even at night, the Kozman Shetzibor Korin Roi Levarach, and the entire time that the Tzibor is laning it, you can say a bracha. So Me'ikar HaDin, according to the second reason, you could even lane it at night, all night long, and it wouldn't be a problem. And Amir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow with his rationales and reasons, and we'll see, is this only Bishas HaTchak? Is this only because he's answering the specific question that they had, that they did not have a Megillah, they didn't have a klaf, so he's answering we can be lenient in that situation. But how about if you have a klaf, or you're not using a klaf, can we also be lenient to lay in the Megillah earlier than Netzach HaMa? So Amir Tzachama, we will continue this tomorrow.